Another regular item from the bridge, Beyond the Fridge, this month entitled A Land of Milk and Honey. We are just back from a short but exhausting and enjoyable break in Somerset, during which we travelled on the West Somerset Steam Railway, paid a long-awaited visit to the beautiful Grade One listed garden created by Marjorie Fish and her husband at East Lanbrook Manor, and had the pleasure of enjoying a lunchtime concert in Wells Cathedral during their music festival. The journey took us a couple of hours, but we could have been in a different country, that of the rural 1950s, when agriculture thrived and food was wholesome and locally grown. Every route on which we travelled seemed to pass farms with well-cared-for dairy cows. Dairy cattle? Who remembers those? Or little stands at the sides of the street, groaning with homemade jams and pickles, with eggs laid by local chickens, or honey from local bees. In the Cheddar area, there were many farm shops at the roadside, laden with vegetables and beautiful ripe Somerset strawberries. Pubs and restaurants seemed to take a pride in serving not only local food, but of course also the many forms of Somerset cider. As we travelled across the flatlands of the Somerset Levels towards Glastonbury, I remembered the derivation of the place name Avalon, which is thought to have a Gaulish Celtic root in the word abalo, meaning apple or apple tree. The Isle of Avalon, the Apple Isle or Fortunate Isle, said to be located here, was where Arthur went to heal his grievous wound. In early times, the local landscape consisted of many small islands in the midst of rivers and lakes. We found ourselves one sunny day near lunchtime on the levels and looking for refreshment. A roadside sign directed us along a dirt track past ramshackle farm buildings held together with binder twine to a courtyard. In an adjacent barn, we were able to taste a variety of local ciders and sampled an apple cider vinegar before being seated at a ramshackle table where a ploughman's of gigantic proportions was produced. We were treated to slices of local ham, homemade pickles, ample salad, what seemed like a very large chunk of real cheddar cheese, and its twin Stilton portion, together with homemade pickled eggs, accompanied by chunks of fresh brown bread. I have survived, but my waistline has not, and it wasn't helped by the venison and cranberry sausage rolls from Wells Market either. I'm not sure I've ever had a pickled egg before, but I'm going to try making some. And that was written by Jane May.